Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are King. No one can compare to how great you are. You are King of Kings. You are the one who created kings. Father, I thank you for teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Lord, you are in time. Lord, we are your end time warriors. We thank you this morning. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, Lord God, to the pulling of down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with you, O God, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not war after our flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice. Hail, stones, and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. Deliver us and bring us into a large place, O God. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you this morning, O God, that you are great and greatly to be praised, and we praise your name. You are the Most High God. We thank you, Father, that we are anointed and you give us great deliverance. We will beat down them down, aka small as the dust, and cast them out as mire in the street. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed. We have wounded them, and they are not able to rise. They are fallen under our feet. We tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall trample under our feet. We tread upon the serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. We tread down the wicked. They are ashes under our feet. We will arise, tread, thresh, and beat the enemy into pieces. We rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest. We rebuke every wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus. We close the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out every thief that would try to steal our finances in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any spirit that would try to steal our joy in the name of Jesus. We bind, expose, and cast out any demon that would try to sleep to come into our lives. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring into our lives. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we honor you this morning. We give you glory and praise.
Little children of the world. He loves the little children.
got it right. It is Children's Day. We're honoring children today, and we are thankful for the gift that God has given us. What a blessed day this is, because God, our Father, has given us another day to worship, praise, and honor him. He is the Most High God. He's the only true and living God. What a great day it is to praise our God. I say again, this is Children's Day. We are honoring our children. This is Bible Storyland. I am your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And we, you know, God honors his word above his name. So we're going to read his word today in Psalms 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord, I say, and he is greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king, God is known in her palaces for a refuge. But lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell to it to the generation following. That you may tell it to the generation following. That you may tell it to the generation following. That's our children. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even unto death. We are praising our God as never before today. This morning I come to lift up families, the families where our children live. And we say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you this morning because you are such a mighty God. You are an awesome Father and an awesome King. And Lord, today we come lifting up the fathers in the families, even those fathers who left their families. We come lifting up the mothers, even those mothers who left their families. We lift up the children, O God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that hedge of protection you keep around every child. We even lift up the pregnant mothers, O God, those that are carrying your little gifts around in their bellies, even those who are carrying twins and triplets and quadruplets, O God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we say they should live and not die. They should live and carry out their purposes, O God. In Jesus' name, I say they shall be saved at an early age. Our children, O God, shall live in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we bind the hand of the enemy that would pit a parent against his own flesh and blood children, O God, that would cause abuse to come upon their children, that will rape them or murder them or torment them in any way. We bind that enemy right now, and we send it back to the pits of hell. Those children who are crying out, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. My mama's doing this. My daddy's doing that. My uncle, my sister, my brother's doing that. We cry out for those children who are in distress in their own homes, who are being burned up with cigarettes on their bodies, who are being beaten brutally, whose bones have been broken. We lift them up today, and we say, Lord, have mercy on the children. Lord, have mercy on the children. We lift up those children who are in homes where everything is going according to your plan. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Teach our children to rise above every situation they find themselves in. And, Father, as parents, we repent in the name of Jesus for every idle word that we've spoken, every ugly thing we said to or about our children in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We praise your name. We honor you. We just thank you, Lord God, for being a mighty provider for fathers and mothers and children and extended families, grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins. You are a mighty provider. Provide peace in the household, peace in the parents, peace in the children. And, Lord, I bind up those stubborn, rebellious children, those disobedient children. I bind the enemy that try to come up against our children and pit them against their parents and do not allow them to behave. And, Father, I say that our children will begin to behave in the home because the rod will not be spared. They will not be spoiled and pampered. And when they go to school, they will know how to behave. They will be respectful to those who have rule and authority over them. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, that they will not carry weapons in schools and go there thinking that they are in some gang and going to cause gang and cause disruption in their educational system, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for the school board, oh God, that they will be godly people elected onto our school board again, oh God, that they will be people of prayer, that they will pray before they make rules and decisions that affect our children negatively, oh God. And, Father, I just repent on behalf of the school board, the teacher, the principals, the teachers, the faculty and staff, oh God, that have done wrong against our children. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit, oh God. Teach us, Lord, how to treat the angels, how to train them up in the way that they should go. So we appreciate you, Father, making corrections in us and us making corrections in the children so that they can live long, fruitful lives, oh God. And we bless you this morning. And so, Father, we thank you this morning for what you've done on behalf of our angels, on behalf of our children, from the ones that are unborn to the ones. And, Father, we bind up the hand of the enemy that would tell mothers or fathers, get rid of your baby, abort them. They are not going to be healthy. Abort them because they're going to be born retarded. I bind up that spirit in the name of Jesus. Nobody but you, Lord God, are able to make decisions like that, oh God. And Father, you, I wish that every child be safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I say that they would not be at the hands of the enemy even before they come into this world. I say that those who are being born today will live out all of their purpose. Those who are being born in hospitals, I say that mothers will not put their babies in the trash can anymore, that they will, if they don't want them, they will give them to somebody who cares and loves them, and those children will grow up in you, oh God, knowing that you are a great God and that you spared their lives, oh God, and that you have a purpose on the inside of them, and they will fulfill their purpose, oh God, like never before. They will serve you all the days of their lives like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they will be faithful. They will be healthy in Jesus' name. I say I bind up that junk food demon that make our children listen to the TV and buy all kind of junk, candy bars for breakfast. I bind that up. I say our children will eat healthy every day. They will become stronger. They will have a willing mind to do what you want them to do. Their brains are healthy. Every cell in their body is healthy. Their blood is healthy. Every organ in their body is healthy. They are strong from the inside out. They will serve the Most High God in Jesus' name. And we thank you today for what you're doing on behalf of families, oh God. You are drawing them closer. You are causing prayer to come forth in the home as never before. They are in the secret place, dwelling there. Fathers are praying for their children and praying with them. Mothers are praying for their children and praying with them as never before. So, Father, we thank you this morning that you are God who hears and you are God who answers. And we thank you for hearing our prayer. We cover our prayer this morning with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for answering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, We have Karen Attell with us this morning. You know, the woman of God who's faithful to God. She comes on weekly, faithful to Bible Storyland. God has given her great gifts, even from childhood. She has been with that gift of music. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Miss Carita. I'm doing wonderful, and I'm going to do He Got the Whole World.
Amen.
Oh, well. All right.
She was gifted. See how God has graced her. He's given her, oh my God, such a great musical ability. It was clear and it was played wonderfully, just like God himself was praying through her, playing through her. So I thank the Lord this morning for that beautiful song. It was clear. Oh my God, he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the fathers in his hand, the mothers in his hand, and the little bitty babies. And all the children, he's got the whole world in his hand. What a mighty God we serve. That was awesome, Sister Karen. Well, Sister Jackie's on with us. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I was asleep. I laid down here and fell asleep, Lord.
That's all right. You ready to sing now? You want to come on a little bit later?
I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Cause it might
Amen.
Be
like, what you going to sing?
Jesus loves the little children.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Everything is beautiful in his own way. Like a star in summer's night, love's gonna find the way. Cause Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen.
Amen. I tell you, we got some awesome, powerful voices and hands that play music to the Lord. That was awesome, Sister Jackie. I thank God for you. Jesus does love the little children. Remember, little children and come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and he blessed them. And everything is beautiful in God's way. So I thank God for these awesome women of God who come on faithfully, Sister Jackie, Sister Karen, come on faithfully on Bible Storyland. May God, the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Well, we're going to pray this morning, again, a parent's prayer. It says, oh, Heavenly Father, make us better parents. Teach us to understand our children, to listen patiently to what they have to say, to answer all their questions kindly. Keep us from interrupting them or contradicting them. Make us as courteous to them as we would have them to be to us. Forbid that we should ever laugh at their mistakes and resort to shame or ridicule when it displeases me or us. May we never punish our children for our own selfish satisfaction or to show our power, in Jesus' name. And Father, let us not tempt our children to lie or steal. And guide us hour by hour that we may demonstrate all we say and do that have that honesty produces happiness. Reduce, we pray, the meanness in us. And when we are out of sorts, help us, O Lord, to hold our tongues. May we ever be mindful that our children are children and should not expect them the judgment to have the judgment of adults. Let us not rob them of the opportunity to wait on themselves and to make mistakes. Bless us with the bigness to grant them all their reasonable requests and the courage to deny them privileges. We know privileges we know that will do harm. Make us fair and just and kind, and fit us, O Lord, to be loved and respected and imitated by our children, in Jesus' name. Well, as I said before, children are a gift from God, and we should love and care for our children. Listen to this poem. It says, it's called If a Child. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. And this poem is by Dorothy Law Noti. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilt. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place to live in. So I thank God, you know, for that poem by Dorothy Law Noti. Now, you know, our children are so talented, and they are so gifted. I mean, our children they are born brilliant. You know, out of the mouth of babes, have you heard our children speak recently? Whether it's directly to you or at a play at school or wherever they are brilliant. And they can do some things that just can astonish you. They can say some things that can astonish you. I'm talking about good things. Our children are so gifted and talented. Listen to this poem It's by a 15-year-old school kid who got an A-plus for this entry. It's called Totally Awesome. Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because the word God is mentioned, a kid in Arizona wrote the attached new school prayer. New Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now, our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom theme. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our nose, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the schools are a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul please take. Amen. And you know, that's an awesome thing by a young man. And just think if his mother or father had decided to abort him, as talented as he is or gifted. Or think if your mother or father had decided to abort you. You would not be here. You would not even be thought of except by the parents. And don't you know there are consequences for aborting babies? Consequences. Not just for the person who's doing it, but for the one who's having it done. Consequences. Well, our title today, we're going to have Sister Karen do another song for us this morning. What you going to do, Sister Karen? What song?
I'm going to do We Got the Joy of Jesus Down in My Heart.
Amen. Thank you. got the love, the joy of Jesus down in our hearts, where? Way down in our hearts, to stay, not to be removed, but to stay. So I thank God that we got the love of Jesus way down in our hearts. Where? Down in our hearts. And guess what? The devil can't do nothing about it. He may try, but he going to sit on a tack, as the children say. Let the devil sit on a tack. You know, today our message title is called The Little Instrument That Does Mega Damage to Our Children. The Little Instrument That Does Mega Damage to Our Children. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat its fruit. You know what? Even before children enter into this life, we can hinder their progress. We can say, you know, when a mother's carrying a child, she can say, you know, things about the children that can damage them. You know, sometimes we think it doesn't matter what we say about them. Well, it does matter what we say about our children. A child can pick up in the womb how you feel about them. When you say things like, this was an accident, we didn't want any more children. I thought, you know, whatever the child was, my last child. I thought about abortion when I found out I was pregnant. Those words like that, even when your mate says, here's the money, go get an abortion at the abortion clinic and get rid of it as soon as possible. All these words speak death. In the tongue is the power of life and death. And those who love to talk will have to eat their own words. Proverbs 13:3 says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips will have destruction. You ever seen somebody look like they got diarrhea of the mouth? They just added that. They talk all the time. Diarrhea of the mouth. They just talk. We have to be careful. You know, we're responsible for what we say. Be careful what you say around your children and to your children. Be careful what you say about your children. Even when they're not around, words, feelings can be picked up from you to your children. Just like your children can sense when you are going through something or you're not having a good day, they also know your moods, your ups and downs, when you're happy, when you're sad. They know all of these things. Like I said, our children are brilliant. They are brilliant. So you have to be careful. Don't speak idle words to them or about them. Don't say, you know, criticism. Remember what I read from Dorothy Notary about if a child lives with? Now, you know, listen to these scriptures about the tongue, that thing that, you know, can speak life or death. And I pray that we would speak life. And I repent for every time I've spoken death over a child. Every time I've said an idle word, Father, forgive me. Psalms 34:13 says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. What is guile? Deceit, trickery, cunning. Proverbs 13:3 says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Proverbs 21:23, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. No, none of us want trouble. So we got to pay attention to the words that's coming out of our mouth. James 1:26, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. 1 Peter 3:10, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. You know, we have to be very careful what we say to our children. God holds us responsible for what we say to them. We cannot just say what we want to our children. You know, children are a gift from God. When we're angry, learn to keep silent. Go off to yourself. get away from around everybody when you're angry. And you know, don't let, you know, the sun go down on your anger. Apologize. You know, I was out of sorts today. I was so angry. It wasn't you. I was angry about this. Be honest with them. I was angry about it. I wasn't angry with you. Or if you were angry with them, let them know. Say, look, you know, I was angry with you because of blah, 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 blah. And let them know. Say, you know, I'm sorry if I said anything that offended you. So, you know, we don't want to regret. You can't take words back. If you told your child you dumb, stupid, and ignorant, you can't take that back. That's going to be with them the rest of their life. Don't you know negative words kill the spirit in a child. It kills the spirit in an adult. If you know, you got coworkers and you say, you don't know how to do that. Why you don't know how to? That's killing their spirit. We don't want to kill the spirit of a children or adult. Words cannot be taken back. Even though we can apologize, make sure, even though, you know, we're parents, we're adults, make sure you apologize when we say the wrong thing to our children. Children are human. They have feelings. They are very sensitive. When I say sensitive, I mean our children are very sensitive. And things that even sometimes when you are, you know, doing certain things, it can offend them. Saying certain things, behaving certain ways, they can become offended. So talk to your children. Say, what, you know, why did you react that way? Have conversations with them. Find out how they're feeling about situations that's going on, you know, at school or at home or at church or wherever they go. Find out what's going on with them. Pray for them. Pray for them daily. Pray for them daily. You know, you can hurt them and cause them emotional harm by what we say with our mouths. Psalms 34:13. Do not say evil things with your tongue. Keep your lips from speaking deceitful things. Do not tell your children. You know, some people try to scare their children into behaving instead of doing it the way God said it. Don't tell your children that, you know, the devil's going to get them because they're so bad. Don't tell your children those kind of ugly, mean things. The devil's going to get you for telling them that. Do not bribe them. Do what God says. Train them up in the way they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. Proverbs 13:3. Whoever controls his mouth protects his own life. And, you know, we love life now. We might not act like, but we love life. Words we speak can save our lives or destroy our lives. Sit down with your children and talk to them calmly and tell them what you disapprove of and or what you approve of. Children need to hear, you know, your approval. Children need approval. Adults need approval. Be clear. You know, make rules for your household and enforce them. Be consistent. Don't enforce them Monday and then by Friday you letting them have their way. No. No. Be consistent. Make sure the children know each rule. Don't have 15 rules. You know, 5 or 6 rules. That's enough. Understand. Make sure your children understand the rule. Know the rule. And follow the rule. If you teach it to them long enough, they'll memorize it. You can say to them, what rule did you break? Oh, I broke rule number 3. You know, I stayed out past my curfew. You know, whatever the rule is, reward your children with your mouth. Reward your children with your mouth. They say, I'm so proud of you. You followed rule number whatever the rule is, but I am disappointed because you broke rule number. Now, you already know the rewards. Tell your children, you already know the rewards. You know, you've known the rewards now. You also know the consequences of breaking the rule. So this is the reward for following the rule. This is the consequence. I don't know, but I know most children like rewards. Most children don't want consequences. They don't want to be punished. They don't want you taking the phone from them. Most, even the little ones, they don't want you spanking on their little hand. And explain to the little ones, a two-year-old, one-year-old, you know what? Mama, Dad don't want you playing in the fireplace. You'll get burned. We don't want you playing around the stove. You'll get burned. Explain to them. They understand. Children understand in the womb. They can hear you in the womb. When they are birthed, they know your voice. They know the voice of their mama. And lay hands on them when you're carrying them. Lay hands on your womb and bless your children. Oh, I bless you, baby. Mom, Daddy, and Mommy can't wait for you to be born. We've been waiting. We got your room ready. Your grandma, your aunties, your whole family is waiting for you. We all love you. We can't wait for you to be born. We know that you are smart already, and we're going to teach you the ways of God. You know, you can speak to the children in the womb. Proverbs 21:23. Whoso guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Be a good example of what to say and what not to say to your children. Don't you know your children are going to repeat what you say? You're their example. Sometimes they repeat stuff outside the home, but you set what you want in your home. I remember one time I said something that my father did not approve of. He said, "Where did you get that word from?" I said, I heard it. He said, no, we don't say that in our home. So correct your children when they come in. And, you know, nowadays when they go to school, especially public schools, they're cussing like, I don't know what, worse than a sailor, as people used to say. So you got to correct them. Don't just ignore. Some people say, oh, yeah, ignore it. No. You correct them and have consequences when they're doing things that you tell them not to do. Don't you know God is a God of rewards and consequences? He is the one who created families. We got to follow him. We have to follow him. So they will know what to say and what not to say. We've got to say the right thing. Guard your mouth. Some people put their hands over their mouths to keep from saying wrong things. What you don't say can keep you out of trouble. James 1:26 says, if a person think he or she is religious but bridle not his own tongue, he's fooling himself or herself. That person's religion is worthless. Be careful what you say. Saying less is better. And, you know, every day I have to tell myself that. Uh-uh, don't say that. No, don't say that. And sometimes Father God will tell me, keep it to yourself. Don't say it. Who want to live a full life and enjoy good days? 1 Peter 3:10. Who wants to live a full life and enjoy good days must keep their tongues from saying evil things and their lips from speaking deceitful things. Don't be deceitful. You know, your children know if you're deceitful. You know, if you look at caller ID and you say, Don't be deceitful around your children. That's Auntie so-and-so. And you know, we don't want to talk to her. Come on now. Our children know when we're deceitful. You know, and you go in the grocery store and you get an extra $5. You say, oh, mommy gave me $5. Go take it back. Take it back. It's not yours. It's not yours. I remember one time I was in a Greyhound bus station, and I'll never forget. I went to the phone booth to make a call. I think calls were about, I don't know if they were a dime, 15 cents. But anyway, when I put the money in, it wouldn't work. So I just kept jingling the little thing, pulling on it. And a bunch of money fell out of there. A bunch of money fell out. So I kept the money. Don't you know that was deceitful? That was dishonest? I should have called the phone company and told them that the money came out so they could tell me what to do with the money. That was not my money. That was deceitful. That was dishonest. But you know what? I repented of it. So when we learn to do better, do better. You know, speak good things to your children. Tell them, you know, be a good example. Do not poison their minds about other people, saying negative things about family members or negative things about neighbors or friends or church family or your family. Be mature. Grow up. Be grown up. Speak life to your children daily. I've had to repent many times for speaking negative things about people. I've asked God to forgive me many times. Sometimes I just have to shut up. Sometimes I just have to not even get on the phone to talk, or sometimes I have to close up in the secret place and repent for my mouth. It gets me in trouble. You can say to your children, you know, speak life into them. I'm so proud of you. You make excellent grades. And when I spoke with your teacher this week, your teacher said they're proud of you too. You're doing well in school and your grades, and your behavior is excellent. This weekend, I'm going to fix your favorite meal, or I'm going to take you to wherever the child likes to go, someplace that the child would, you know, really enjoy. So Psalms 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So you know what? We have to be real, real careful about what we say with our mouths, whether it's to our children, about somebody else. Like I tell you, I've had to repent many times because I speak too much, sometimes the wrong thing. So I thank God for limiting my words and teaching me about what his words say about the tongue. And you know what? I try to do it on my own, but I have to go to the God, to my God, my Father, and say, Father, I need help because I shouldn't have said that. And I said it. Lord, forgive me and help those words not to harm anybody that I said. So you know what? We really have to be careful about what we say. God is an awesome God. And he hears. He said he made the eyes. He sees. He said, I made the eyes. Shall I not see? He's looking down in your household. He in your bathroom, in your kitchen, in your bedroom. He's everywhere. There's no place that God isn't. And don't you know, he said, I made the ears. Don't you think I hear? He hears. He hears. And know what? He's such an awesome God. He knows the secrets of our heart. He knows our very thoughts. What a mighty God we serve. You know what? I have to be cognizant that, okay, wait a minute. I ain't going to say that right there. God will hear me. He already knows that I'm thinking it. He already know when I'm thinking it. So I'm going to have to, you know, cut down on the words I say, cut down on the amount of people I speak to. As much as I love to talk, I'm like, Lord. And you know what? When I was studying this lesson, I'm like, oh, my God, look at me and what I'm doing and what I'm saying. I have to shut my mouth sometimes. You know, sometimes, you know, God gave us two ears. I hear many people say in one mouth. So we have to hear more than we speak. So on that note, I am going to pray a prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book, my pastor. It's called Prayer for Our Seed. And our seed is our children. And you know, when we water our seed with good words, words that bring life, they're going to grow. They're going to grow and blossom. They're not going to grow up, you know, with weeds. They're going to grow up and bloom and blossom and shine. And when you go to school, you're going to hear good reports when you train them up the way they should go. Now, prayer for our seed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity for our children. Father, we repent for the sins and iniquities of our past and present that may work against the lives of our children in a negative fashion. We call out our children by name. You can call your children by name as we say the prayer. Let every hidden and secret enemy operating behind the scenes in their lives be under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost, uncovered forever. I command every generational sin in my life, in the lives of our ancestors, to disconnect from their heritage now in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children's navels. The blessings, not the curses, shall flow to our children. Every demonic, unbiblical cord is severed. All inheritances that rebelliously flow through our bloodline is cut off from us or from them forever. All destiny devouring spirits are displaced by the destiny angels of the Lord. We walk in the authority that Jesus has given us over our seed. We break the powers of peer pressure and ungodly association. Our children shall lead and not follow. They are bound and influenced They are not bound and influenced by the spirit of the world. Every vicious cycle that is ruling over the heads of our children through association, incantation, or generational influence is destroyed by the whirlwind of the Lord. Self-inflicted curses through negative confessions are broken. All negative words spoken of our children through ignorance or intention are erased. I curse doors that have illegitimately or legally made a way for the demonic activity to operate in our children's lives to be closed forever. All negative seeds that have been planted in our children's lives will be sleeping while they are sleeping or uprooted. The fallow ground broken up and the seeds of the Lord displace them. Every entry point through a nightmare or a dark vision through astral activity is closed continually. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children as they sleep at night. I command sweet sleep and divine rest upon them. Incubus and succubus and all other forms of perversion are bound in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the terrors that come by night and declare that as the sun rises, it will shine favor over our seed. The will of God has captured our children's days. They shall fulfill the call of God and be called blessed. Princes, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places have no dominion over our children. The spiritual airways are prosperous over the heads of our children, and they shall live full lives. The statistics of the world should not overcome our children because our children are children of light. The countenances of our children shall shine above the children of the world. They shall not eat of the king's portion, but shall be continually transformed into the image of Christ. Our children are in the world, but not of the world. The wealth of the wicked is finding its way to our children. The heathens shall be their inheritance. They shall possess the gates of their enemies and displace them. The God of cosmos is bound and cannot prosper against our children. Our children can discern the difference between what is holy and what is common. They shall not be set up or deceived by cosmetic fetishes, people, places, or things with demons attached. The borders are being extended for our children, and they shall rise up and demand room to live. Rebellion, disobedience, and unbelief have no rule over our seed. We circumcise our children with a sharp knife, the word of the Lord, and we put them out of the ways of the uncircumcised. Our children are wealthy, wise, and in a place to receive from God. They shall speak over their seed the words we speak over them. Our children shall not be permanently taken out by sickness, disease, accidents, incidents, or cares of this world. They shall live long, prosperous lives and serve God eternally. This is the heritage of our seed for 1,000 generations. Let these words be programmed in the heavens. Amen. Well, I thank God for prayer because you know what? Our children need prayer. So many of our children are being killed today. Now, you know what? I'm going to give you a chance. Anybody who would like to, you know, say something about their children, how they raised them, or just give a little brief testimony about something with you and your children, or just to share something from, you know, what we read about the tongue. So you can press 1. And I'll give you a chance to speak this morning. Anybody have anything they want to share about the tongue or about your children and relationships? Or anybody, press 1.
It's not about this lesson, but about Ephesians 5:11, where it talks about wickedness and darkness. That whole section is all about darkness and deceptive practices and things of that sort. And, you know, I guess it can be about children, is because we need to teach children to avoid those kind of places. So that's my
okay,
testimony.
Ephesians what?
What?
What'd you say, Ephesians what chapter?
5:11.
Ephesians 5:11, okay. All right, hold on. We got somebody. Did you finish what you wanted to say, Karen? Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
All right, someone else wants to speak here. Hold on. Good morning, Brother David. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am blessed and grateful.
Amen.
Yeah, I just want to say what I heard you talking about, stuff to say to the kids. Hopefully I haven't said anything negative to my kids. I'm probably sure I have without knowing, but I know on my oldest son, you know, I need to let him know that he was the reason that I've started becoming more responsible and accountable. And then with my youngest son, we had a struggle getting him here. So I always speak about how, you know, God had mercy on us and let us have our second son. And I know when I was brought up, you couldn't use the word lie or call people liars. I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, because most of the family members that were bringing me up like that, they were real deceptive people. You know, on the outside, they would look like they're real spiritual people, but on the inside, they would just, you know, do all kinds of simple things that we would see. And, you know, so I'm thinking that's the reason why they didn't want us to use that word. I don't know. But I didn't ban that word from my house, but it's still painful if I hear a kid say it's, you know, it doesn't sit well because I was brought up that way. But I thank God that I didn't bring my boys up, you know, with the N-word and the cursing. And because I see some of their friends, they'll use the N-word and the cursing. And one of my kids' little friends, we had him out playing softball with us, and we were at this church. You know, I know it doesn't matter where you are. But he was out there in the outfield, and he was using the N-word to curse. And, you know, and I went and talked to him. I was like, you know, I don't like that word being used. And I said, not to mention the fact you're even out here on church ground. You know, so you're right. It's good to establish rules. And we have to be careful because a lot of people will tell you today, you need to relax. It's not like it was back then. You need to do this and that. You have to be careful because if you don't know history, it will repeat itself. You know, because I see glimpses of that all the time, the same circle where certain people don't want to approach you, and they'll use people that's just like you and send them to carry out their mission, you know. And that's the same thing that happened throughout history, and people are unaware of that. But I just thank you for this message this morning, and it's going to inspire me to work on even saying more positive words to my kids, because it's going to stick with them throughout life. So thanks for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Brother David, for sharing. Anybody else? If someone needs to mute their phone because it's making like an echo, mute your phone. I appreciate it. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else want to share? You know, maybe
I want to share.
Okay, go ahead, Jackie.
Yes, I have two daughters, and they have done pretty well. And I remember back when they used to say that Janae, I have a daughter named Gloria and a daughter named Vita. And Vita, she did real well. She went off and graduated and went to college, and then she got married and everything. So she did pretty good for herself. So they used to say, that Janae, I don't know about Janae, she's not going to do. I said, oh, yes, she's going to do well. She's going to graduate, she's going to go to college, and she's going to do well in life. I always like to try to speak positive things about them and to them, and I try to do my nieces and nephews like that, because they always have this thing to say, uh-oh, here come Aunt Jackie. Uh-oh. And I said, what does that mean? That used to mean that I would get after them for doing stuff. But then I would get after their children, so they would say on the telephone, if you would talk to them, they would always say, I said, what did you say? They said, oh, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. So it's right, we do have to stop them and correct them and make them say yes, ma'am, and no, sir,
and thank you and please. You have to stop these kids, because if we don't teach them how to do these things, they will grow up and they will go the wrong way and they will do the wrong thing. So like he said, we have to teach them. We have to keep speaking these positive things into their lives. And when they get around the other kids that don't do it, if they would tell them, my mama don't allow me to do that, or my mother didn't never allow me to drink, or my mother didn't never allow me to do things like that. So I tried to speak all these positive things into my children, to my nieces and nephews, and when they say, oh, he's not going to be a good, yes, he is, he's going to be great, he's going to do good. And if we keep doing that and keep speaking positive things into them, they will do well and they will come out good. And like I said, when they say, well, how's Gloria doing? I said, she's doing good. They said, well, how's she? I said, well, she's going to have a little, going through a little whatever she's doing, but she's going to be okay. And she's going to be, because I'm positive and I'm always wanting to say, yes, they're going to do this. They're going to do good. They're going to do great. So I just want to say that if we do train the child up in the way that it's supposed to be, when they grow older, they won't stray away from that. They will stay with it. So we have to stay on them, even if it is aggravating them. Even if you are the mean parent, even if you are the mean mommy, or my mama don't never allow us to do this. And because I know my children, Janae's kids or friends didn't like to come over our house when we had rules. I said, well, they don't like to come over because we have rules, then they won't come over, because I'm not going to allow them to come over and do whatever they want to do. So, like we said, you have to teach them the right things. You have to put the right things out there, and you have to be an example. You have to stop doing things around them so they won't do it when they get older. And I know what he means about you have to set example, and they will make you set an example for them. They will make you not live with someone and not be married to them, and not curse around them, not drink around them, not smoke around them. Don't do the things that you wouldn't do. You know, if your kids, don't do them in front of your children so they won't do those things. Because some parents, they drink with their kids. Some parents, they smoke and they, you know, party with their kids. They don't have to do all of that. Don't do all of that. Because we are the parent, you know. One of my sisters told me one time, wouldn't you rather they do it at home, do it with us? Nope. I'm not going to do anything with them. So the kids have to go their way, and we have to go our way. So, yes, we do have to speak positive things into their life, and if we do, it does make a difference. It really does. So thank you for that time.
Amen. I appreciate you all sharing. Well, you know what? We have Ms. Ludell with us from Applin, Georgia. Ms. Ludell, you want to share anything? Press 1, Ms. Ludell.
Everyone. I enjoyed what I heard this morning, the courage in you, and your prayer. I'm the mother of 7, and I raised 2 mates, 9. And I always taught them respect, love. And when I raised 9, I was spanked. I was spanked. You weren't afraid to spank your child, and that helped them back then now, because they still love you for doing what you did for them. So mine all grown, it's still yes ma'am, it's ma'am, all the time, as if they were 7 or 8 years old. And I really am proud of them, you know, that knowing that what I did for them and to them, that it honored through love and respect, that they be able to love and have respect now.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Okay, we still have somebody that their phone is not muted because it's echoing. Okay, I think it stopped echoing now, but I appreciate you all sharing with us today, you know, because our children are valuable. Mm-hmm. We love our children. Mm-hmm. Somebody loved us. That's why we're still here on the earth.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though, you know, during that time, our parents whipped us.
Yes.
I'm grateful today that they whipped us because, you know what, if they hadn't, some of us wouldn't be here today.
That's
some
true.
Children need to be whipped today.
Yes.
While they're young. Because
yes.
You don't do what God says,
mm-hmm.
You're going to spoil them.
Right.
They will not live long lives if they're
no.
disobedient, rebellious, stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
They won't listen in school. Some of them
mm-hmm.
have to go to detention centers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have to go to, you know, these homes where all kind of problems, problem children go.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful about what we say or even think or speak to our children. And just like Jackie said, don't let anybody speak negative about your children or their own children for that, you know, as a matter of fact. Now, and you know, when I hear people say negative, I used to hear somebody, this child was about a year old, and everything that came out their mouth was negative.
Mm.
I said, excuse me, don't you know God gave you that baby as a gift?
Mm-hmm.
And if they are doing such as it's because you're allowing it?
Mm-hmm.
No, child, I hate that word when they say, you're just bad. No, I don't believe children are bad.
Mm-hmm.
What I do believe is, you are not correcting them in the way they should be corrected, and you are allowing them to do certain things that they should not do.
Right.
And so you want to hold them responsible and call them bad. No, they're not bad.
No.
They're just doing what you allow.
Right.
So if you want them to grow up in the way they should go, train them.
Yes.
Train them to God's way. You know, God never made a mistake.
No.
The mistakes, we're the ones. We took prayer out of the school. We allowed prayer to come out the school.
Right.
Guess what? Look what it's like now. The devil is in our schools. They come in there with guns.
Uh-huh.
They raping the children in the bathroom,
boys
and girls.
Uh-huh.
They have all kind of, you know, some of the teachers are frightened of the children.
Uh-huh.
I went to school. They used the belt.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
guess what? I have no scars on my body where the teachers whipped us.
No.
I have no scars in my emotions where the teachers whipped us.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, they trained us.
Right.
They didn't allow us to get up and walk all around the class and cussing each other out. They had control. And that's what needs to be done now. Some of these laws need to be revoked. The children have more rights than teachers.
That's true.
Some of the laws need to be revoked in the school, so the teachers can chastise. If you cannot, if you cannot correct a child, you can't teach them.
That's
and
true.
They say, oh, the teacher's not teaching. No, no, no. What are the parents teaching? Are you teaching them respect when they go to school? You know, I hear some parents say, if that teacher tell you this, you let me know. If the teacher say this here to you, you let me know. No, that's wrong. You go up and you meet the teacher before the school begins. Or as soon as your child, you know your child, go the first day and say, listen, I'm Mr. So-and-so, I'm Ms. So-and-so, and this, you know, my child, and I want you to know, here's my phone number. I've never had problems before, but if they begin, and do it every year, let the teacher know that you support them. Don't just, you know, pit the child against the teacher before the teacher has a chance. Yeah, I heard about that teacher. That teacher mean. No, that teacher is teaching your children and correcting them. Your children have to be, you know, I'm so glad I grew up in the era I grew up in because we had a whole village raising up. Nowadays, people look out the window. They see who's shooting so-and-so. They're scared to say it because the mama said, don't you say nothing to my child. Don't you correct my child. I don't want people saying, But guess what? When they have to go to the morgue, they wish they had allowed the village to raise their children. They wish they'd allowed the teachers to correct them. They wish they'd allowed the neighbors to tell them what was going on. So we got to stick together, not against our children, but with them. Stick with them and protect them. All kind of children that have are things that happen. Ask your children, what happened at school today? What's going on? Well, mama, you know this happened, that happened. Go to the school board. Go to the school board meeting. Let them know what's going on in the school where your children are. Let them know what's going on. Some rules need to be changed. The children can't have their way. They are sent there to learn. Some people forget what school is about. It's for their learning, not for them to go meet their friends and hang out, smoke weed in the bathroom, have sex in the bathroom, in the hallways, on the stairway. No, no, no. It's an institution of education where they learn to be prepared to get a job, to be responsible. So when they do have a family, that, you know, it's not like the young man said in the little poem that I read. Children can get condoms and birth control pills in school. That's not a place for those kind of things. No, we have to teach them the right way. So, you know, I could go on and on. You know, I taught school 29 years, so I could go on and on. So at this point, I'm going to ask if there is anybody who is not saved, press 1. Salvation time. All right. Well, I believe everyone on here is saved. Anybody backslidden, you know, you rather look at the TV than praise the Lord. You know, you rather go shopping and read your word. That means you're sliding back from the Lord. You're saying, Lord, look, the TV program, you know, the days of our lives mean more to me than you. As the world turns, Lord God, just let me look at that. And then after that, you got to eat, then you got to clean the house, then you got to go to work, whatever it is that's keeping you from getting close to God. Don't be backslidden. Make sure you maintain your relationship with the Lord. Pray before you hit the floor. Say, Our Father, I thank you for keeping me last night. Pray throughout the day when you're working. Pray. You don't have to do it out loud. You can meditate upon the word that you've already read. You know, keep Bibles in your home. Teach your children how to read the word. Before they start school, they can read the word. Trust me. When they read the word, they're going to be brilliant like Daniel and his friends. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Anybody need prayer this morning? Press 1. I'm going to take your prayer request, of course. Yesterday I went to visit Aunt Mildred and her daughter, and I want you to keep Aunt Mildred in your prayers because Aunt Mildred has been falling. You know, she's blind, and she feels she can still do like she used to do even though she's 102. She has a good mind. But she, her feet have been swollen, her ankles, and so she just sometimes get up. Not thinking that she doesn't have the strength like she used to. She just, in her mind, she's still the same. But, you know, pray for her that, you know, she won't just get up and move about on her own because she's been falling. So anybody else, prayer request, go ahead.
I want to pray for a friend of mine. He had to put his dog down this past week.
Okay. Anybody else? Press 1. You have a prayer request. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'll put you back on. Just a second. All right, Brother David, prayer request.
Yes, I'm just praying for discernment and to what God wants me to do. Different people in their lifestyles, and I'm wondering, am I supposed to mention it in my jokes? Because I look at, God had to send people to fight in the Bible, soldiers to kill. So I don't know if he wants me to go and send messages to people through my comedy. Because kids are watching, kids are observing things. And if everybody sits idly by and let things happen, don't mention it, kids may begin to think it's okay. And so not really clear on what I'm supposed to do. But I want to pray for all people that have addictions, like smoking cigarettes. And I don't know if a lot of them understand that there's rat poison in those things. So just pray for people with their addiction as well. And other than that, that's about it. Now, I could be selfish. I got a few knuckles that are jammed on my body and my toe, and I want them to heal. But and for my kids, their academics, their education, that they stay focused and do well. For the most part, they're on target. They do have a few areas that they're lacking in. Just pray for any kid to know that today, if you read a book, and obtain wisdom and knowledge. It could take you so much further in the world. Reading is a fun thing. All my life, I really didn't read until I pretty much got in my late 30s, almost 40. And now I see how phenomenal it is. And it's my hopes that a lot of people will read more. And I think that's about it.
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. Okay, well, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we first want to repent before you because of words that we said that have damaged anyone, our children or anyone, oh God. Forgive us, Father God. And Father, we thank you that you're an awesome King and you allow us to come before you and make requests. Your word says, make your requests be made known unto the Lord. And Father, you are not only a God who hears, you are a God who answers. You are a living God, and we appreciate you, Father. You even know before, you said before we call, you've already answered. So I thank you that you are the God who hears and who answers, who knows the intent of our heart. Forgive us, Father God, if there be any wicked way in us. We thank you for correcting us, O God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I lift up my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Mavis. You know the situation with her falling, and I ask you, Lord, that she not fall anymore. In the name of Jesus, that, Father, we find some way to keep her from getting up on her own in Jesus' name. Strengthen her limbs, remove the swelling from her body. From our daughter's body, strengthen both of them, oh God, my cousin, in Jesus' name. And Father, I lift up the elderly all over the United States, all over the world. And I pray, Father God, that we would respect them and we would treat them with respect and love. We would treat them in ways that show that we love them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the hand of the enemy that come against the elderly in their home, in nursing homes, even where they live, those that would attack the elderly to take their money away or to beat them or mistreat them in any way, I bind that enemy and I send it back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. And so, Father, I pray for increase for our elderly, increase of protection, increase of provision. And, Father, many elderly are struggling to pay the light bill, the water bill, the telephone bill, oh God. In Jesus' name, many of them have to do without things that they really need. So, Father, I thank you for being their provider, providing what the elderly need. I thank you for being their healer, oh God, because so many elderly, Lord God, are thinking that they have to have arthritis because they're older. They have to have high blood pressure. But, Lord, I decree and declare that they can live healthy lives the older they get. In Jesus' name, that none of those things have to be a part of their lives in Jesus' name. So I decree and declare that the elderly will live wholesome lives, healthy lives. Their blood pressure will be at normal levels, no diabetic condition, no female, no male problems. Their organs are healthy. Their blood system is healthy and well. And I thank you that they walk in divine health and healing. And, Father, I lift up Karen's friend that had to put their dog to sleep, oh God. And, Father, you know, many people's dogs is their companion, oh God. So, Father God, it's difficult to lose a companion. So, Father God, I just thank you, oh God, for comforting and strengthening Karen's friends. And, Father, I lift up my two friends that lost their mates in the last month, oh God. In Jesus' name, I ask you to comfort and strengthen them in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Lord, to continually walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway. And, Father, dry up every tear. Let not their breathing be long in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just praise you, we honor you, and we bless you for being a God who hears. I lift up Brother David today. And, Father, I thank you for sharpening his discernment that he may know the seasons, that he may know the time, that he may know what it is you want. And as he spends time with you, Father God, I decree and declare that he will hear your voice as never before. Make it plain, make it clear to him oh God, how you're leading him, whether it's in the study of the word of God or whether it's through another person or whether you speak directly to him. Allow him to have that sharper discernment, oh God. And Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus for allowing him to know how it is you want him to minister to your people through his comedy, oh God. Whether you want to have him do corrections through his comedy or whether you want him to do encouraging words or whatever it is, however you're leading him, let him know that he know that he know that he know and understand what the word of the Lord is saying to him when he is doing his comedy scene, oh God. And Father, I thank you for the word dwelling in Brother David richly, oh God, so that he will know your word more thoroughly, Father God. He will study your word to be pleasing to you, oh God. And Father, I just thank you, oh God, for his request. And I lift up those who have addictions of all kinds, whether it be drugs, sex, whether it be alcohol, whether it be cigarettes, whatever addiction they have, oh God. We bind every addiction, every inherited curse. We send it back to the pit. All second heaven activity is bound from our people with addictions in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We thank you for healing Brother David's body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And I thank you that he walks in divine health and healing. And his wife, Donna, is healthy and well, and their children, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the example that they are to even their children's friends, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that they pay attention to what's going on with their children, and they are good examples to their children, Father God. I lift up all children all over the world, and I pray a hedge of protection around them. And, Father, as I make the decrees for our children, I thank you for hearing every decree. I decree and declare that our children will give themselves to you, O Lord, at a young, tender age. I decree and declare that our children are protected by you, Father God, all the days of their lives. I smite the hand of the enemy that try to come into their homes, that try to sleep in their homes and destroy them and their purpose. I say our children, I decree and declare that our children will live out all of their days. I decree and declare that our children will love you, Father, with all their heart, soul, and strength. I decree and declare that our children will live long lives according to your plan for their lives, O God. I decree and declare that our children are blessed and highly favored. I decree and declare that our children are obedient to you, Father God. I decree and declare that our children are obedient to their parents and those who have rule over them. I decree and declare that our children are already 10 times smarter than their friends. I decree and declare that our children are making scholarships to complete their schooling all the way through college. I decree and declare that our children have many gifts and talents and that they will use them to give you glory. I decree and declare that our children have the mind of Christ and they can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, who strengtheneth them. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank each of you for sharing and for being on with us today. You are a blessing to us. And I thank God for those who listen by internet. My cousin called me last week, and he said that he heard the show over the internet. So I thank God for him. And I thank God for those who listen over the internet weekly. We appreciate you. And I thank God for your participation today. I appreciate each one of you. Don't forget, read the word. Study the word to show yourself approved. How do we obey God? How do we love God? By showing him our obedience. So obedience and love go hand in hand. God loves you so much. I love each of you. And don't you know that if you've been the only person on the earth, God would have sent Jesus just for you so you could be saved. He loves you that much. I look forward to speaking with you Thursday, September 27th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. God bless each of you. And don't forget,
praise the name of our Lord. Study the word. Tell others about God. Pray often. Pray without ceasing. Meditate on the word. So have a blessed day. I love you. Talk to you Thursday and next Saturday. Next Saturday we will not be on, but we will be on Thursday. Join us. Hallelujah.
Let us see. I see.